Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about the conversation I had about Rona McDaniel the other day because Chuck Todd lashed out at her. How dare they take the former RNC person and bring them over to NBC? It's ruining our credibility. It just struck me that Chuck Todd believes that NBC has credibility. The mainstream media is so full of themselves, they don't get it. We figured it out. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We figured it out. We've also figured out that our government is corrupt. I will tell you, I'm shocked every day at how naive I have been in my many decades on this earth in believing that our government is doing the best interests of the citizens in mind. Don't misunderstand me. I know the government has to do some shady things in order to ensure our safety. But some of the things that it does to the citizens cracks me up. It's unbelievable. Think about what Trump raises the money needed to stop Letitia James. The Democrats are ridiculing him, trying to make Donald Trump is poor. Donald Trump is not poor. There's nobody that believes that Donald Trump should be charged millions and millions of dollars for this trumped up crap that Letitia James has brought up. Nor is there anybody on this planet who believes that E. Jean Carroll should get 80 something million dollars for the nonsense that she's claiming. All of this is a ruse. So Trump raises this money, and we know how it's going to end up. Though I know there are people out there, many who have little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Kevin just went biblical on them. The bodies are lined up all along the road to Mar-a-Lago. Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Mitch McConnell, others, people that have written nasty books about him. Where's Omarosa? Where's Scaramouche? Where's Stormy Daniels and others? Where are these people? All in the wasteland, the dung heap of leftist people willing to try to get Donald Trump, and Trump is going over him on a gold bridge as he goes to Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, according to Judge Endron, is only worth, $18 million or something, which is ironic, given that CNN was discussing it the other day and said Trump could easily raise like $180 million if he sold Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they poke holes in their own cases. Mitch McConnell, Barack Obama, did I mention those guys? Oh, Kevin, Barack Obama's doing really great. Barack Obama's not the popular guy. Mitch McConnell. You think Mitch, I don't know, but if Mitch McConnell, I think he would have died in the Senate if Trump hadn't come along. It may not seem like we're winning against the left, folks, but who else could have withstood the onslaught by the entire U.S. government against him? Who else? Name that person. When the government goes after you, you are done. You are doomed, period. And if you don't believe me, I suggest you investigate INSLAW. 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 It was a case that came up during the time of Ronald Reagan. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not going to reflect very good on the Reagan administration. Because the Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan had a buddy who was who owned a software company, and they effectively stole INSLAW from a guy by the name of Bill Hamilton. Bill Hamilton wrote a piece of code that could help law enforcement, figure things out. And it was a masterful writing. I mean, they'd never seen anything like it. It was at the beginning of the development of what they call relational databases. So it was revolutionary for its time. It was the forerunner to the reason why, what's the guy's name? Eric Snowden. Ed Snowden. Why Ed Snowden ended up giving it away. Because they ended up modifying that code after they stole the source code. They modified it so we could spy on our own partners. They sold it so we could spy on our enemies, and the enemies bought it because it was an amazing piece of code. But then they started spying on our friends, and that's what Snowden let them know. We're not just looking at our enemies. We're raiding your stuff, too. You learn just how devious our own government is. Now, I don't blame people in our government going, we got this tool that we can backdoor and find out what our enemies and friends are doing to make sure they really are friends. I get it. I wouldn't do it in my personal life, but I might do it in a government. But they stole Bill Hamilton's software from him. He wins the case for $6.8 million, and let me tell you how bad it was. The federal judge found it so egregious, he awards him $6.8 million, which was probably a lot for the time. They remove the federal judge, put the guy who prosecuted the case as the next federal judge, re-prosecuted the case, and the government gave itself a win. Gave Bill Hamilton not a single dollar for the code that he did. And what they did when they contracted with the DOJ, they froze him out. They wouldn't pay him to force him into bankruptcy so Reagan's friend could take over his company in a fire sale. And when they couldn't get that, they just stole it. They just flatly stole his code. Google INSLAW, INSLAW. Find out more about it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But here's what I'm the real gist of it. You will see the length that the government is willing to go through to set people up. They put people in prison who did nothing but their jobs working with that company. They killed reporters over this. Think I'm joking? Google it for yourselves. Maybe I'll have some of the people on and talk to you about it. I know it pretty well. So all I'm getting at is, number one, Chuck Todd wants you to believe that the media has credibility. The Democrats want you to believe that our government has credibility. And as they demonstrate right before your very eyes what they're willing to go through to get somebody that they consider persona non grata. Why do they consider Trump persona non grata? Because he's giving you insights. He's showing you what the government is really about. How many times do you think that they've done this to Bill Hamiltons of the world, the Donald Trumps? It happens a lot. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy fact. And the conspiracy is on the other side. You know what? We got a ton to cover today. I'm so glad you guys are spending time with me. Be sure to go visit the Kevin Jackson Network during the break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Thank you very much.
What's your motto for the bottom?
Donald Trump got asked what was the collateral for his loan, and he said, cash. And I thought, whoever captured that, it was a boss moment. Cash. And the timing couldn't be better. As I tell people, God is looking out for Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Truth Social deal finally went through. Because, you know, it was held up. That was another one of those deals where the Democrats were trying to screw Donald Trump over. And it gets released, and his value is about $3 billion in that deal. So I'm sure maybe he put it up for collateral. I don't know, but he got the money. And the Democrats hate it. I mean, just think about the timing of that. All the timing that it all seems to work out for Donald Trump. And as I said earlier, we know where this is going to end up. In fact, I'm going to be talking about these women. You've heard me talk about Fannie Lewis and Letitia James. And there are many others, these harlots, these shrews, dare I say, these skanks who want to get Donald Trump For what reason? Other than just to get Donald Trump. When Donald Trump was a baller, a mogul in New York, Letitia James never uttered the words Donald Trump never came out of her mouth. But now she's been given a directive. You will go get that Donald Trump or else. And the way she's going to rise through the ranks of society is to take down a dude for doing nothing. You want to know how corrupt your government is? Your government doesn't want you to know what it's been up to. And look, I understand. I'm going to tell you right now, there are business people who are ruthless. And when you look at it in the big picture, there are times where you go, I get it. How did we build the railroads? How did we establish our energy production and all this? We had the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts and all these people who were ruthless. I don't know about you, but whenever the crap happens, I don't know if there's anybody in your family that's like this, but they're the one that you go, well, somebody better tell Ted. Because Ted is the one willing to do the dirty work. I'll give you an example. I know a family whose daughter was sexually assaulted. And everybody was like, it's a shame. And there's one of the cousins in that family who was like, oh, it will be rectified. And he did. And there were people in the family that were like, well, we just need to leave it in God's hands. Let me tell you, everybody ain't like that. Some people say, we'll let God handle it a little later. And I'm just telling you, beat the dog crap out of the dude. I'll just put it this way. He ain't going to be raping anybody. There are people that are willing to do the dirty work. And I'm going to tell you something. Didn't happen in my family, by the way. I know the family. Nobody was disappointed that somebody did the dirty work. We call it street justice. In the black community, there's a lot of stuff that happens and it never sees the light of day, and the cops will warn that, look, y'all, don't y'all go taking things in your own. Okay, yeah, okay. Sheriff, officer, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. And you go do street justice. So look, what I'm telling you is I'm not expecting our government to be squeaky clean. There is no government squeaky clean. There is nobody who's risen to the top in politics and the type of business, you know, these moguls in business that hasn't absolutely done it through typically ruthlessly. It's hard to believe, but it's true. And they can make amends. They try to, you know, I'm really sorry. But generally speaking, they don't even look back. I was talking with friends of mine the other day. We are going into business together. They're going to do my Reg CF offering where we take the FlickFest public. You guys will be able to buy legitimate stock in the FlickFest. It's coming soon, trust me. And they, what we said was this. We couldn't do business if we didn't do it on the up and up. It was so funny. And it was an organic conversation because I was talking about, well, because they offer an amazing service. And I said, you know, people could take advantage of it. Kevin, I said, I don't want to bring anybody that, and they go, that's exactly right. We want people that are going to be good stewards. And we were talking about how business is just so ugly. If I wanted to be, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a ruthless dude. I'm a sensitive guy beyond belief. Sometimes I get mad at myself. I'm so sensitive. But I will tell you this. I'm as ruthless as I am sensitive. And if I wanted to use that part of me, oh, it would be so ugly. It would be brutal. I watch movies. I'm not kidding you. I watch movies and there'll be somebody who's menacing. Like he'll threaten somebody. Blah, blah, blah. And I think to myself, you'd be dead. I wouldn't even give you 2 seconds of thought. Wouldn't lose a minute's sleep getting rid of you. You better watch out for your family. Oh, really? Okay. You're done. I know there are many people out there going, Kevin, oh my gosh. But there are many more of you going, I understand. I get it. We have people who are intentionally trying to hurt us. And the group of people who are running it are evil, leftist, black women. James Carville called them preachy females. They're running the show on the left. I don't know who's pulling their strings, but they're doing the dirty work. Think about it. I mean, you got Jack Smith and Alvin Bragg who are participating. But the person who's probably right now done the most damage to Donald Trump is Letitia James. Just an evil person. And she's only a symptom of the real evil that exists. I'm telling you, don't downplay this for a second. These people are super evil. And I'm telling people, don't let our guard down, because, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, but of course, if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to anybody else. But to me, it's the blatant obviousness of it all. So much to talk about with all this stuff. I talked earlier about credibility. We have the credibility. I was talking about my business partners that were looking, they're going to help me take the FlickFest public. We were talking about the conservative dollar. What are we afraid of? They told one of the guys, he moved from Seattle. He said, "Kevin, I got outed as a conservative and I moved." I said, "Why should that matter?" Think about it. He had to leave a place that he was born in and loved because he was outed as a conservative. How long are we going to let this go on? I'm just curious.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Search and rescue turns to search and recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Now, someone on the ship issuing a Mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck. which undoubtedly saved lives.
And right now, the FBI says there is no evidence of terrorism.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
James Carville stirred the hornet's nest. Undoubtedly, he made a comment about preachy females. What he meant is leftist females, for the most part. Here's what The Hill wrote. Democrat strategist James Carville argued too many preachy females in the Democratic Party could be to blame for Biden's bleeding support from key voters. In an interview published Saturday with the New York Times opinion columnist Maureen Dowd, Carville voiced concerns about the culture of the Democratic Party, how it could be impacting Biden's support among voters, especially those that are, male. What is this with the gender roles, male and female? You know, it's funny. I keep looking for all those other genders when we're writing this stuff. You know, when I'm reading these different things. Where are the other genders? What are there, like 69 other ones that are out there? I know there people are going, Kevin, be quiet, man. They write about that stuff all the time. No. I'm talking about, here's an article talking about women. Carville saying these preachy females. He didn't say these preachy whatever. I don't know. What are the other genders called? I know male and female. What are they calling the others? Carville singled out preachy females, which implies that there are non-preachy males if we go on the equal and opposite side. Well, apparently, the non-preachy males, because that's what they say, he's losing support, Biden is, among males. And here's what he says. A suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You got to eat your peas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Carville's saying what you have felt intrinsically. If you haven't felt it, you're either a metrosexual eunuch of a man, or you're not a true conservative woman. Because a true conservative woman would say exactly that. Melissa tells me all the time, you need to go golf. You need to go find something to do with your boys. She understands, look, you got to do this stuff. You have to fulfill male things. Go hunting, go fishing. I mean, she likes to fish and occasionally hunt. But the point I'm making is, she's saying, go exercise that male energy. Okay? That's a good thing. But Carville is just sounding the alarm bell to what, quite frankly, it should have been sounded a long time ago. This is Me Too stuff. This is the feminist movement, the women's movement, all of it. And by the way, most conservative guys, we absolutely support the feminist movement as it applies to letting women do what they want to do. In other words, I'm not going to tell a woman that she can't be a physicist or a scientist or a race car driver or whatever. I don't even look at roles anymore. You know, when I see somebody, oh, well, so-and-so is the first woman this. I'm like, it's like, oh, so-and-so is the first black this. I don't care about that either. Just be good at what you do. And if it turns out you're some first, okay, it's a nice little anecdote, but I don't care. They keep score. This person was the first transsexual, the first non-binary. What are all these other things that we got to take advantage of? The first blah, blah. How many categories of things do we? First, black, short, fat, ugly, bad breath, you know, smelly. How many adjectives do we need to describe somebody who's the first? Let me tell you what. Every person who does something is the first. There's nothing that's been done that wasn't done by the first. Oh, Kevin, well, what about the first black president? No, Obama was the first president in his family. That's a first. Every president before him was the first, was likely, I mean, not everyone, but the majority of them, there have been some that are family members. But up until the point where somebody else, like the Adams boys or whatever, they were all the first. They were the first one in their family. You know, there was every one of them has a first. First in a generation. First of this. First of that. First president of Harvard. Okay, fine. So the first black woman, she's the first black woman president of Harvard. What's the big deal? She's the first president of Harvard in her family. We're all first at something. Well, we make it a big deal. Why? Because, oh, we got to recognize all the intersectionality because nobody's going to realize how great it is unless we point it out. Well, it's the first black this, so that makes it better. No, it doesn't. How's that working out for Harvard? Using Claudine Gay as an example. How's that working out? How did it work out for Barack Obama, first black president? This guy left the presidency. Nobody gave a crap about him. To this day, nobody gives a crap about him. The media would try to make you believe that people give a crap about him, but they don't. And I'm not going to deny. When I learned, you know, Arthur Ashe was the first black male who won Wimbledon or whatever, I was proud of it. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy that he won. It turns out he looked like me, he had his afro, and he was such a great guy. I just never will forget Arthur Ashe. But, you know, it's now that I'm more mature, it's not a big deal. The fact that he won, he was the first person in his family to win it. We need to get over this first stuff. Anyway, back to the women's movement. The women's movement didn't create stronger, better women. It created mostly shrews. Can you imagine a women's movement in nature, say, among gorillas or lions? Like a silverback gorilla is going to get in touch with his feminine side. I've watched these animals, and I'm going to tell you, they every now and then cuddle their little babies, the big silverbacks. But for the most part, mom raises them, and that silverback has one job. That is protect the group. What about male lions? There are many things on the savanna that could kill a lion. Certainly female lions, hyenas and Cape buffalo and things like that. Male lions are the protectors. I don't think there's going to be a women's movement in the male lions. We study everything. We have studied animals. We've studied whales. From the birds to the sea. We've studied them. And we know one thing. There's two genders. Okay, Kevin, what about the seahorse? You know, with the male carries. Okay, fine. You want to give me the outliers? Cool. But I'm going to tell you, show me two birds. I'm not going to show you two dudes living in a nest together. Not with an egg. They ain't adopting it. Show me two marmosets. Show me two of whatever. I'm going to show you a male and a female. And occasionally something freaky. But I'm going to show you a male and a female. Nature shows us how things work and the left ignores it. 91 genders or 21 genders or 117 of this or that. And what pronouns do we use with these animals? Huh? Do we call them male and female? Are they him and her, she and he? Of course they are. Carville's on to something. White leftist women have destroyed this country. Their lame brain ideas have failed. We're carnivores. They want to be vegans. You get what I'm saying? They don't measure up to real women. Real women are to be admired, placed above any man. To understand the world as a woman would blow the mind of a good man. Trust me, I try to figure it out daily with the one I have. Melissa, I'll say something. I'll be thinking something, and she'll come back with something so balanced and so cool, and I'll go, wow, I don't think like that, because I don't. To understand the world of a woman, their sensibilities, their sensitivities. I mean, men, we should be so lucky. We complain about their moods in terms like, I want to be seen, because we think differently. But to understand a woman is, as I heard Al Jarreau put it, to touch the face of God. And that's why we struggle so hard to do it. We painstakingly try. We men do. And we fall short all the time. God bless us. We do. But let me tell you, there's something to it. And so when a woman's not being preachy, when she says, I get your role, I understand what you're doing. I remember this kid, he was an artist, and he was gay. Not that it matters, but he was. And he literally cried when he won an art contest. He says, I dedicate it to my father. He goes, because I didn't get to spend any time with him. He was too busy on the road making sure that I could make a living. I mean, that I could grow up and do what I wanted to do, and I didn't get to spend time with him. So I dedicated to him. This is a man who a lot of people, they would have said, well, he didn't spend any time with you or whatever. He was there to make sure that that kid's dream came to life. His dream didn't. His daddy couldn't let his dream come to life. He was just a truck driver, but he made sure his kid's dream could. See, his wife wasn't a preachy wife saying, you need to spend more time with kids. It turned out what he did was okay. I'm not telling fathers to. It's a delicate balance these days. We're all trying to evolve as human beings. But there is something about just getting out there and working hard and not complaining and paying the bills and sacrificing. Sometimes it does work out for the greater good.
Radio show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What happens when men don't play their parts? You get preachy women and you get a lot of little metrosexual boys is what you get. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Folks, please visit the website. Check out all the things that we do, the projects that we're doing currently. We're doing a town hall, we're calling it a symposium, in Chicago with Project Hood, H-O-O-D. And we're doing this, it is to get inner city parents, mostly black parents, leftists, who are tired of the education system, to come here from brothers like me, Charles Love, Ian Rowe, many of these black conservative men who not only preach it, practice what we preach. Charles is on the school board in New York. He moved from Chicago. He and his family did, but we're doing it in Chicago. Ian's got schools, these high-performing black schools all over the place. We're bringing in experts for this, and we got a funder who said he would finance the first one of these. And so we're going to do these in four more locations. And we're going to stir up the education system. And my point is this. I'm not going to go to some academic college located in, you know, suburbia and do it. We're doing it in the belly of the beast. We're calling on black parents, leftist parents that are sick of what they're seeing to come listen to some brothers tell them exactly what all this DEI crap and all this other stuff is. So I am so happy to be doing these and be a part. And I'm looking for sponsors, people that want to do it. I'm contacting the Goldwater Institute. They've helped us with other things. So we're going to be sponsoring these and many other groups out there. So if you want to participate, let us know. The first one is April the 16th. I know it's fast, but Charles called me and said, hey, talk to Bernie. Bernie loved the idea. Let's put one together fast. We're not going to wait. So we're challenging Chicago public schools because that's what we need to do. We need to show people what real people, real folks are talking about in education. And you know what I love about it? It's black men doing it. Silverback gorillas. We're in there saying, we'll take all comers. And they're going to be naysayers. They're going to be people who go, well, man, Kevin, we need some diversity. I'm going to say, really? You don't have enough black folks in your Chicago schools? You don't have enough black, blackity-blizz, black dad, black, black, blackity, black, black, black? The last thing you should be looking for is black. You should be asking yourself a whole series of other questions and not just about blackness. Men need to play their parts or you get preachy women. And James Carville threw a hand grenade in the middle of the Democratic Party. And he did it. Carville has one goal. Say what you want about him. He wants to see Democrats progress. But he also knows when the message is not right. He's not telling you what's deep inside of his message. He knows Democrats are wrong. Period. If they weren't, why would the $81 million man be so scared? He's losing millions of voters, especially that three-letter ugly word that misandrists hate, the women's movement hates, men. He argued that too many preachy women in the Democratic Party are going to be the reason why Joe Biden is, or they are the reason he's bleeding support, and they're saying that if they don't change it, he's going to lose the entirety of the male vote, the majority of it. I'm not talking about the eunuchs and the pansies, the metrosexual weenies on the other side. I'm talking about real men that are fed up with women walking around telling them everything to do. They have things like, you were mansplained. Well, what happens when you explain it? Am I being womansplained? When Melissa interrupts me to say, well, babe, it's blah, 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 blah. And I go, ooh, look at you trying to womansplain me. I go, oh, wow. She's an expert in her field. I defer. The woman knows HR, accounting, legal. When there's a legal show on, I stop. I go, pause it a second. Okay, let me ask you a legal question. Please woman-splain it to me. Since when is it woman-splaining or mansplaining? If you need an answer, does it matter what the gender is of the person who gave it to you? What do I do? I'm non-binary splaining to you. These people are crazy and we let them get away with this nonsense. I know y'all out there going, Kevin, preach, brother. Well, I am preaching. Preachy women is what James Carville says that the Democrats are giving us, preachy women. And he's 100% right. You can't do anything. I tell you what, you defend yourself. Oh, you hate women. Oh, you're this. You're what's the word they use? I forget, but it's like you're attacking me. No. Oh, so me giving you my opinion is an attack on you? Since when? My opinion is valid. I told you guys, there'll come a day where you'll need two men. It's like Muslim culture, only the opposite. You know, if a woman accuses you of anything, you'll need a minimum of two other women to vouch for you because your word is meaningless. You have to say you and at least one other woman, probably two. Oh, he accosted me. No, he didn't. All he said was, would you like me to help you with the door? And if you say it, forget about it. We've gone through this. Preachy women. Why? Because women can't take control. I'm just being honest. They cannot take control physically. So the idea is, how do I disarm you? How do I make you to where you don't want to say a word? Ask Justice Kavanaugh. Ask Justice Clarence Thomas. Ask all the guys that have been fired from these networks because they dare enter into a consensual relationship with one of these preachy women. Let me tell you what women on the left are going to get. They are not going to be able to find a good guy, because a good guy will go, "So what are your politics?" "I'm a feminist and I believe in the me too." Okay, enough said. So if you were speed dating, let me tell you, you would avoid them. You would go, "Okay, number 17, X, number 13. You know, tell me your political party and I will tell you who I can skip in the speed date." James Carville says, "A suspicion of mine is there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburger. They want to tell you exactly how to live, exactly how to be. You know who capitulates? The pansies, the eunuchs, the male hyenas. They want to be bossed around. Look, I don't mind if I'm sure the average conservative guy does not. If his wife says, "Hey, hon, I'd like to do that," fine, no problem. You know, it's not being bossed around. It's being compromising in different things. Nobody cares about that. But when you start trying to say, "This is what you're going to do," the average guy is going to go, "Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody does. I know I wouldn't. I'll listen and I'll take it under advisement, but you're not going to tell me what to do. You can make suggestions and you can do it in such a way." And by the way, this is the beauty of women, to be honest with you. The beauty of women is they know how to get the strongest man to do it. I'm going to tell you something. I know some of the baddest dudes on the planet. You should see these guys with their women. You should see them. They are so caring and loving. And I know guys that can rip your arm out of the socket. And if their wife wants something and she does it the way a woman can use her power, he melts like butter. Some of them we know. They know. Some of them listen to the program. And they know I'm not kidding. They melt like butter. And it's so cool to see. When you see a person that you know, man, if I go to war, I'm taking that brother right there. And you see that guy melt with his daughter, or melt with his mother, or melt with his significant other, his wife or his girlfriend. Man, that's something to see. Because that's when you know it ain't about raw brute strength. See, we can talk, guys, we can talk, "Oh, yeah, well, a woman's not going to win. You know, she ain't going to outrun Usain Bolt, and she's not going to outlift the biggest man," and all that other stuff. But let me tell you, their power is immense, because they can harness the power of 10 men. The sound of their voice. You know, the great writers have written about these women, the Cleopatras of the world, that can get men to do the things that they want them to do with just a whisper. And you know what the feminist movement has done? They've squandered that power. They become preachy. "You'll do it. You'll do it. I tell you to do it. You're going to eat your tofu. And you're going to..." Whatever. I don't even know what these people do. I can't even get into the mindset of the craziness of the preachy women. But I know this. They don't win in the end. They end up as lesbians, I guess, because no real guy is going to be with them. And if you're not a real guy, at the end of the day, that woman is going to dominate you. And she's not going to have any respect for you. And she's going to be looking for a real guy. Carville got it right. And I'm glad he said it. Because we need more truth. I would guarantee you there are a lot of people afraid to touch this topic. I just don't happen to be one of them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.